In our previous year, we began a discussion how when one is Mekadosh and Isha, as we typically are Mekadosh, with saying, Hare at Mekadosh Asli, B'tabazu, because we make Kedusha Kesef, how important is it to say the words B'tabazu? And at the end of the shir, we quoted the Meiri, the quoted the Machlokes regarding Kedusha Shtar, and we actually wanted to connect that Machlokes to this Shaila. And if we look at the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezra Siman Lamed Lamed Beis, B'shtar Ketzer Koshvel Al Nayo Al Acheres Api Shein B'Shav Aprut Arei Mekadosh Asli the Noisla B'fnei Edim V'Tzorach Shichta V'Yosel L'Shem Isha Miskadeshes. And you look at the Chalkas Mechoikik. The Chalkas Mechoikik says that you don't even have to say a Reyat Mekadosh Asli. You could say a Reyzel Kudoshayich. So I think the Chalkas Mechoikik is trying to teach us that, as we've been learning, that you don't have to be that explicit and the Kedushin will still be a valid Kedushin. But actually this discussion is discussed already by the Achroinim, and we look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chav Zayin Sif Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch B'Kesef Keitzad. How do Kedusha Kesef work? Noisen lo b'fnei shnayim pruta, sheva pruta. The Shulchan Aruch here is describing Kedusha Kesef, and the Shulchan Aruch says, noisen lo b'fnei shnayim pruta, sheva pruta. He gives in front of two edim a pruta, a sheva pruta. V'aymaloi harei et mekadosh asli b'zeh. So here the Shulchan Aruch, and as we read in our previous shir, it's the Rambam as well, says that you have to say, when you give the Kesef Kedushin, you have to say b'zeh. But the Be'er Hetiv in Sif Katan Gimel quotes the Rivash that says, Min honageinu achshav sh'oim alay areyat mekadeshes li b'tabaz kedushin zeh. Interesting. We don't usually say b'tabaz kedushin zeh. We just say b'tabaz zeh, but his nusach is to say harei et mekadosh asli b'tabaz kedushin zeh kedas Moshe Yisrael. And he quotes the Ramat, who says that l'chatchila one should say b'tabazu, but b'di'evit, if you didn't say b'tabazu, as long as you said harei et mekadosh asli, it is enough. But then he quotes him saying further, it matters that if you said Hare at Mekudesh Asli, then saying B'tabaz is not as critical. But if you say Teheli Mekudeshes, then it becomes much more important that you say the word B'zeh. And why? The answer, it seems, is as we've been learning, the more obvious that what's taking place here is an act of Kedushin, the less necessary for you to say B'zeh. So if you're saying a strong wording of Harei at Mekudosh Asli, then the B'zeh is, B'tabazeh is not that critical. Whereas if you don't use that strong wording of Harei at Mekudosh Asli, then the B'zeh becomes much more important. He then quotes a Marajdam, who is even more lenient, who says, as long as one says to Edim, Havei alai Edim, I appoint you as Edim, Shani noisin zeh leploinus lekedushinli, that I'm giving this money, this ring to this woman as an act of Kedushin, that is adequate. The Pesach Tshuva in Sifkat Gimel as well, also discusses this Shaila. He quotes the Sefer HaMakna in the Kuntres Achron, who is of the opinion that Ma Shenoygin Loyma B'Tabazu L'Rafcha D'Milsa. It's extra, it's not absolutely required. And he quotes Achsam Sofer, who also says that you don't have to say B'Tabaz Zeh. So here we again have that the Paiskim seem to be taking an approach that the B'Tabaz is not that necessary. So I did see that there are Achronim that want to connect this question to Gemara that we discussed not long ago in Masechet Gittin Daf Pei Hei. The Gemara says, Gufa shel get, harayat materes l'chol adam, and the Mishnah said, and then Rabbi Yehuda continued, v'dein the hevel chaminoi, get p'turim. And the Gemara explained that why does Rabbi Yehuda require this extra language that the Rabbanan don't require. So the Gemara explained, it's a machloikas. Machloikas that's really based on a Gemara in Masechet Nedarim. If Yadayim Shenem Mechichas Havn Yadayim, if it's not that clear from your language what you meant, is that adequate? The Rabbana holds Yadayim Shenem Mechichas Havn Yadayim, and therefore you don't need to say, as long as you said Areyat Meteres L'chol Odom, it's adequate. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is Yadayim Shenem Mechichas Loi Havn Yadayim, and therefore it's necessary to be more explicit. So they want to suggest that this machloikus, that with this question that we're discussing here, when you're mekadesh an isha, do you have to say b'tabazeh? It's connected to that shaila, that machloikus of yadayim mechichus or not. However, I did see that there are poskim that suggest that the two questions are not really connected. First of all, obviously, over here, he's saying, Harei at Mekudeshesli. So the fact that he's saying, Harei at Mekudeshesli, certainly is already a very strong indication that they mean to make a Kedushin. And since it's a very strong indication that they want to make a Kedushin, it's not that necessary to say Bezeh. Whereas there, it's the get itself that is affecting the Kedushin. And since the get itself is affecting the Kedushin, so the words that are written in the get have to be stronger and clearer versus a Kedushin where it's not the words that are written somewhere that are making the get or the Kedushin. So as I said, this is a very big machlokes achronim. We quoted the Mabit, and now we have the Bechsem Sofer, who are all lenient. The Zeiche Yitzchak is much more Machmer, the Zeichen Yitzchak is much more Machmer. As I saw, are some other Achroinim as well. They hold that the Kedushin, for it to be effective, the words have to be very, very clear, that this is a Maisa Kedushin, and what is making the Kedushin. And without saying everything clearly, it lacks in the Kedushin. One thing I saw in the Paiskim is that certainly even the Paiskim who are machmer, really this is two situations I'm going to identify where it seems that there's no machloikus. If he said b'tabas, but he didn't say b'tabazu, it seems that the Paiskim, everybody would be lenient. On the other hand, let's say somebody, the chassan gave the kala the ring. And when he gave her the ring, he didn't say anything. And now after he gave her the ring, he says that I want that ring that I gave you, I want that should have been a Maisa Kedushin. Since his statement is not taking place at the same time of the giving of the ring, under those circumstances, everybody will agree that the statement has to be a much clearer and stronger statement. And therefore, under those circumstances, you have to say b'tabaza if you want to rely that this should be a Kedusha Kesef. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, interestingly, discusses the Shaila in the Mincha Shlomo Kinyana. He discusses the Shaila in the Mincha Shlomo Kinyana. Simen Kuf Chavav. And he wants to say that even though, it's an interesting approach he takes, that even though it's quite obvious that that there's an act of Kedushin taking place here, and why therefore is it so important to say the word Bezeb, so he says that there's a special din in Hilchas Kedushin. There's a special din in Hilchas Kedushin that one has to say the words B'tabazeh in order to make the Kedusha Kesev effective. Very interesting approach, that's part of the requirements of the Kedusha Kesev. The Rebbe Avadya Yosef and the Shaila Shetshuvos Yabia Omer, Chelek Eben Ezer, Chelek Beis, Simen Hey, Sif Beis, discusses the Shaila as well. And he seems to take a much lenient approach. He quotes many Paiskim that are lenient, and he says that without saying B'tabazeh, saying Harayat Mekudesh Asli Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, is quite obvious that the person here is trying to affect a Maisa Kedushin. There's a tshuva from the Kolz Meger Rebbe in the Shalos Tshuvos Divrei Yatziv Eben Ezer Simen Nun Dalet that discusses this Shaila as well. And he says a very interesting point. He makes two points. One, he says that if the Chassan and Kala both agree that that they were intending to get married, so the fact that they both had that intention and the statement of Arayat Mekudesh Asli was said, that is adequate to make it a valid Kedushin. But then he says a very interesting vart. And it's really a very important vart to our entire, as we begin to assess the Kedushin, to really discuss. And that is, we've discussed, we will and Mitzvah discuss again, that it's critical that when one gets married, they say Hooray, they say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. And as Tosfos, we learned the Tosfos together, and Masechet the Gittin explained that every Kedushin is done al das the Rabbanon, and that's why, as the Gemara explained, the Rabbanon have the ability of Ginnu Rabbanon Kedushin Minei. If the Rabbanon see so necessary, they could be Mafgia Kedushin. And that's why we say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Says the Rebbe of course is not arguing with a Tosfos. But the Rebbe takes it a step further. He says the reason we say Kedas Moshe Yisroel is exactly to solve any type of situation as we are discussing comes up. Meaning, as we're learning, one is supposed to say B'tabazeh. Everybody agrees, as we said in the previous year. The Rambam says he's supposed to say B'tabazeh. The Shulchan Aruch that we said in this year says he's supposed to say B'tabazeh. But what happened? The Chassan is nervous, whatever, and he didn't say the word B'tabazeh. Says the Chosen Rebbe, by saying Kedas Moshe V'Yisroel, what you are stating is that if there's anything that maybe wasn't the way it should be, in the way the Kedushin was affected, or the way the Kedushin was said, by my saying Kedas Moshe V'Yisroel, that should give the Rabbanon the ability to make the Kedushin work, even if I didn't say it as perfectly as I said it, Kedas Moshe V'Yisroel.